Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Tequila Shots. And today, we're going back to something that I love, Harley Davidson. Today I'm going to talk about the Lowrider S 2020 version and why you absolutely need to buy this bike right now. So yeah, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube which calls this the Sons of Anarchy bike, and with good reason. If you ever wanted that rebel, solo biker thing personified, this is the bike. I have to say that in my opinion, this is Harley's best bike in the last, 3-4 years. I saw it in the showroom and I'm absolutely in love with it. I have asked the guys at the dealership to let me take it out on a test ride. And they're just working out some final formalities here in Bangalore in terms of insurance and all of that before they let people take it out for a test ride. Now, here's the thing about the Lowrider S. So, when they kind of killed off the Dyna series, I was like, ah, man, that sucks ass. But then, with the Lowrider S, this gorgeous soft tail has given birth to probably a new segment in Harleys, right? The performance cruisers. I know, the purists are gonna say that, hey bro, we always had the Fat Bob, and yeah, that's fine, that's good. But here's a serious bike. I mean, it's a serious bike. The Lowrider S, very simply speaking, let me just talk to you in terms of what the bike should do and what it does, right? It doesn't have the world's fattest tires, thank God. This is a maneuverable heavy Harley. This is a comfortable heavy Harley. And if you're actually out on the highway more than you're out on, city roads, this is the Harley for you. Now, another thing that I have to mention, I don't know how Harley missed this, but this bike, the Lowrider S, actually comes with the Milwaukee 8 114 engine at a price point that's significantly lower than the Fat Boy, right? Now, I don't know, is this a gaffe? Did they make a mistake with the pricing? But this is the most performance-oriented bike from Harley you can get at the lowest price point possible, right? So the Milwaukee 8 114 is gorgeous. It has tons of torque. So if you are, trying to launch from a stoplight, you absolutely can, right? Whether it's rolling on the highway, and it's got a beautiful sound. Oh, even without, the exhaust modifications, this is a gorgeous sounding bike. The other part is, yes, this is a soft tail, right? So you are talking about the classic soft tail lines and its lightweight design and stiffness. Harley claims translate to a responsive ride. Now, what I felt when I was just trying out the bike for size in the showroom, this is an exquisitely balanced bike. Exquisitely. Putting my feet on the foot pegs and holding on to the handlebars, it just felt so natural. It just felt beautiful. I'm a sportster guy. I'm in love with the Harley 48 because it's the least Harley, according to me, right? I mean, it is a brawler. Now, here's a bike which is also a brawler and absolutely lives up to the heavy cruiser legend. Now, our friends at Harley, they've done a bunch of stuff, right? I mean, they've given the Lowrider S inverted front forks, which look fantastic. It has a reduced rake, which is supposed to give more responsive handling. It does have a monoshock rear suspension. And I know many people aren't a fan of it, but I love the fairing. I just love it. Here's the thing. Fair disclaimer. I am a Sons of Anarchy fan. Jack Stellar for life, homie. So the fairing up front It looks fantastic with this bike. It just goes with all the lines on this bike. And let me also, I heard from a couple of people who have already bought this bike, and they claim the fairing actually does something to protect against the wind buffet, right? I mean, it's, I don't know. Honestly, I have to try the bike myself to confirm this one way or the other. I also love the fact that they have gone with the all black look on this bike. It only comes in two colors, you know, black and silver. And I don't know what, they have a special name for the silver, but silver is silver. I would absolutely go for the black. The black and the brass, oh, what a classic goddamn combination. That is beautiful. Now, I could keep talking, but the fact of the matter is, you never had this much value coming out of Harley for a long, long time. Keep in mind, you had to buy the anniversary edition of the Fat Boy to get the 114 engine, but here you have it. You have it at a much, much lower price point. So here in India, it's going to come around the 14 lakh mark, which means with the mandatory accessories, it's going to cost you about 16, 17 odd lakhs on road. And I would say go for it. Absolutely go for it. I will definitely beat you to it. I've already asked for a trade-in on my 48, which is a shame because I just got the Vance & Hines slip-ons and the bike sounds monstrous. But the fact of the matter is, this is a Harley that is a true canyon crawler. I mean, forget the Fat Boy with its massive back wheel. This is a bike that's going to be nimble. It's going to, you can swing it. You absolutely can swing it. All the reviews I've heard so far, because honestly, I haven't got a chance to test drive the Lowrider S yet. But all the reviews are like, oh man, it's such a pleasure to scrape the foot pegs. Now, here's the thing. It's been a while, Harley, and you need to pay attention to this. It's been a while since you have created a bike that is truly iconic. Yes, the Fat Boy has always been a legend. Yes, the 48 is gorgeous. Yes, your Fat Bob design is so post-apocalyptic. It reminds everyone of Mad Max. But your Lowrider S is a step definitely in the right direction. Now, what's coming up next? I mean, Lowrider S is the rebirth of the Dyna. It is the rebirth of the Power Cruiser, right? And I am so, so excited to be able to jump on this bike as soon as I can, and I will post an update on it. Till then, my opinion is buy this bike for the amount of money you're putting down. You're definitely getting more from this bike than the standard Fat Boy. And it is going to turn every head from here to California. Was Sons of Anarchy in California? Can't quite remember. But yeah, wherever Sons of Anarchy was based. Go ahead. Get on this bike. Tear up the asphalt. Crawl that canyon. Rip down that highway. You're gonna love it.